And today we're on location, coming to you live from behind a small card table in the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre, venue for tonight's 1996 ARIA Awards. Over the next 2 hours, we'll be crash tackling as many of the participants as we can, including Jimmy Barnes, Nina Cherry, Tina Arena, and hopefully those Wiggles. For those who couldn't give a toss, we'll be playing Radio Gladiators and Sticky Beaks. Plus, we'll be attempting to reinflate that ginormous Wayne Carey right here live on the program. Yes, it's all coming up on this radio's afternoon of afternoons, Martin Malloy. Well, there you go. That'd be a bit of Christine Arnoux with Party here at Martin Malloy, hopefully going live around the whole country. Mm-hmm. We're sitting behind a small card table in the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre, getting ready for tonight's ARIA Awards. Who are we, you might be asking? Well, it's me, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, the least known of the Geldof Yates kiddies, Mick Aristophanes, Huckleberry, Julio Coolio, Boutros Boutros, Totti Malloy.
You missed my middle name. Aubergine.
Oh, well.
Yes, it's my favourite.
We'll get it right, Nick. But we haven't seen too many stars so far.
I'll give it time. It's very early. It's only the afternoon.
I think I may have seen a wiggle going in at one point, or it could have been one of the hooly doolies.
Yeah, you never can tell these days, can you?
All right, but we have got, we've got somebody here with us now who's going to be up on stage this evening. Our first guest, people, on this very special ARIA's broadcast will be amongst those dishing out the awards and the gift certificates at tonight's ARIA's. Her album, Man, is currently in the top 10. Her single, Woman, is only in the top 20, so there you go, blokes, getting the better deal again. Here she is, it's Nina Cherry! And we've got the show band with us on location.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Nina, thanks for joining
us. Are you the hairiest of the Geldof kids?
I am. It's a competition we've been running for ages. I'm going to shave this beard eventually into something that looks like that wacky thing Bob Geldof's getting around in. Have you seen that?
I must say, I find that kind of quite hideous.
Yes, it's it's a bit of satellite
something?
Trouble.
Is that a little bit of, sorry, it's like out here on location, these things happen. You know,
that's
things
right.
Are slightly out of control.
Yes, the Geldof beard and moustache, it always looks to me like he's just had an exploding cigar go off in his face and he hasn't looked in a mirror yet.
It's certainly not straight, is it? I mean, like, it's always slightly kind of off centre.
One of those weirdly named kiddies has taken to his face with a felt pen while he was asleep.
It's like one of those magic eye pictures. And you've got to go up to Bob Geldof, put your nose right up to him, and when you pull it away, you get this amazing image of a reasonably respectable-looking beard.
A knight of the realm.
There you go.
Yes. Now, Nina, how long have you been out here in Australia?
In Australia?
Yeah, Australia.
I've been here for 4 days.
And you've already mastered the accent.
I like to ask a question when I'm giving an answer. Put a question mark at the end of the sentence.
That's even more pronounced if you go to New Zealand. I'm from New Zealand and I've got a friend
from... I'm going there tomorrow.
Well, you have to get used to that.
Up into that.
Everything's
really
a question. I'm going
but
down the shops.
An answer?
Now, if you're going there tomorrow, Nina, I'd say you might be going without any sleep. What? Are you going to have a big night tonight?
It's hard to say, really.
Make it up
I
as you go
I'll,
along.
I'll pace myself. Well.
What do you know about Australian awards shows?
Ask me tomorrow, I'll tell you.
have you done much? What have they got you doing? You're not belting out a number, you're just presenting something to somebody.
Yeah, I'm giving out the best debut singles, I think.
Yeah.
Best new band or something like that. It's two of them anyway.
Right.
It's best, I think it's best two things, new. Two best new.
And that's how we want you to announce it tonight.
Yeah, maybe it'll be something like that. I'll trip over.
They'll write it down on cards for you. You'll be fine. And have you done much presenting at awards shows before?
I've done a couple. I've done Brits.
Were you there last year? When Jarvis Cocker went the Moon Fest?
I know, and unfortunately I missed that, but it was quite good. Brian Eno wrote a fabulous letter to Music Week after that event, because everyone went up completely freaked out about it, and, oh my God, Michael Jackson's million-dollar performance, and Jarvis hurt these poor children and stuff, and he didn't actually hurt anyone, And and he was going to go to court and stuff, and Brian Eno wrote a very eloquent, great letter in support of Jarvis's accent.
Excellent.
Action. Sorry, I'm getting obsessed with accents.
We'll edit all this out later, don't you worry. Now, Nina, have you been surprised by how successful this album's been right out of the gate here in Australia?
Yes. Mm. It's been a really, really nice surprise and, you know, really bliss.
Do you get much mail? Do you get many letters from Australia? Do you have any idea what people are doing down here? Can we just throw us a few? Well, this is what we do with all our overseas guests.
Are you going to put me on the spot now and like...
Give us a bit of a pop quiz. You throw a few things that you've seen since you've been down here in Australia at us and we'll attempt to explain them for you live on air.
What have I seen down here? I haven't seen that much, actually. I've been locked into my hotel room.
You should have kept a diary. You've been here 4 days. And you have no memories to take away with you.
I've got some good memories of, like, I had a wicked... One of my best memories has got to do with food, actually, down here.
Yeah.
I had the most wicked pasta I've ever had in my life in Melbourne.
Oh, pasta. Have you tried... we have something
And I've
here.
Seen some really good faces. I made a little trip to Paddington.
Yeah.
Did a little quick photo call for my own personal archives in front of the Opera House.
Have you seen any footy while you've been out here? Football.
I've been, the footy.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, we were in Melbourne during the Grand Final, whatever it's called.
Mm. You didn't get up on stage with that super group, did you? They'd wheeled out some big guns. Oh, Daryl Summers was up there.
In the hotel, in the lobby, there were like stacks of blankets for a... The people they couldn't fit into the rooms to just like kind of line up on the floor.
Our federal treasurer would have dropped those off.
Really?
That's what he does. He's on the phone delivering nice blankies to poor people. Yeah. He's a lovely man.
Now,
poor footy fans.
What we're alluding to here, Nina, is sure you've got records in the charts and you've had a certain degree of success, but in this country you haven't really made it till you've sung at a footy game. Have you ever been asked to do anything like that back home?
I think in the States I was asked to sing. Something for one of the, you know, something I can't remember. Like, and then also for a friend of mine who recorded the Japanese song for the Olympics asked me to sing on that.
Oh, right.
And I said, I don't think so.
it's not in the
but
repertoire.
But I haven't, like, been asked to sing for, you know, an FA Cup.
Hey, now, how long have you been working on this album, Nina? This one here, because it's a long time between drinks. It's off a cracking
between
pace.
Drinks.
It's off a cracking pace, do you?
No.
And
but making of the album didn't take that long, you know? I mean, the bulk of the album was done over a kind of 3-month period after having done a tour last summer, and that's when everything really came together.
Mm-hmm.
I did a little moving of countries, moved to Spain, and just kind of got into writing. I worked with Tricky for a while.
He seems like a character. We're always reading about Tricky. What's his story? Was that a good collaboration?
It was good.
Mm. Anything you can tell us about Tricky that little lightened the listeners? He's tricky. That's all we're going to get.
He's full on.
He was out here. Tell us about...
He's good. He's really talented, you know, and he's one of those people that... When he has an idea, he gets up and gets on with it and sees it through there and then. You know, a lot of people sit around and talk about what they're going to do and, you know, blah, 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 carry on page. And Tricky just does stuff. Mm-hmm. He's very prolific.
Now, Nina, we're not sure if you and Mr. Tricky and a few others like Massive Attack like being lumped into that category called the
not
Bristol
really.
Sound. Now, unfortunately, you're speaking to Australians. All we know of Bristol is it's a punchline to a Two Ronnies joke.
Right.
What do we need to know about Bristol?
Bristol, Jack. Bristol is in the West Country of England.
Right. How's the accent go?
I can't do a Bristol accent. All I can say is, all right, Jack?
All right, Jack.
Want a scrumpy?
What's a scrumpy?
Scrumpy is the local drink of Bristol.
Don't make hell, you don't know and tone. I saw you sitting on a 2-litre flagon
like
this morning.
It's the most hardcore cider say you can drink.
Will they be serving up scrumpies tonight at the Arias?
In big bowls with umbrellas in the top tone. Cue up behind me.
All right, Nina, well, I think our allotted time is up. There's somebody waving a flag at us. You've already got a scrumpy with you here on the panel.
You're wasting time, are you?
Australian bubble.
Get it into you.
All right, thanks. Well, we'll see you there at the ARIA Awards this evening, inside, of course. And
see you in a minute.
All the best in New Zealand as well.
Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to Martin Molloy right around the big brown land. If everything's been plugged in correctly, people, that was a woman by Nina Cherry who's left the studio.
There's roadies running around on all fours in the studio, connecting stuff, unplugging stuff.
Yes, we're broadcasting from the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre today. home of the ARIA Awards. That's right. And let's welcome somebody else now who'll be at the ARIAs tonight. She won't be singing nothing. She's not presenting anything. She'll just be sitting back, lagering on, while pointy silver accolades get piffed towards her table. Come on, Mick. Let's do the Macarena as we welcome Tina Arena.
Look out! It's trouble!
Look at you. What is going on? Are people handing out drinks in the foyer or something? Oh. Everyone's going to be rat-assed by the time these awards, like, hit the stage.
Well, you know, Mick, it's much better when you're feeling a little bit more like a rat with a fat ass.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
There's nothing better.
Is that the title for the new album, Tina?
It is. It is, actually.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Now, last time we saw you was in Adelaide for the RAR Awards. You popped in very quickly.
I did. Popped in and I popped out.
Picked up a swag, a trophies. What happens if you win something tonight? There's got to be no room left on your mantelpiece.
Well, it's funny. My old lady came up for it yesterday, actually, and she said, I think you might have to buy a little bit of a cabinet for all your awards,
because
you're running out of space. I said, oh, geez, thanks, Mum. Are you going to buy it for me?
And what
That's
is...
what they should give you tonight if you win something, an awards cabinet.
This is
instead of a trophy.
It would be nice, Mick. I tell you, it would be lovely.
Is that the sort of talk you get when Mrs. Arena pops round? Just stop leaving your accolades lying about the floor, tidy them up, do something with yourself. Are you going to get a proper job, Tina?
Yes.
Did you get any of that?
I had that for years, and now she's not really complaining about my job because it pays better than hers.
I see.
And I best not tell her what she does.
Now, speaking about going round to your place, there's a little article in the TV Week today in Molly's Humdrum, and Molly talks about coming round to your place to watch the footy. Does that happen very often?
Well, he's a local, actually. He tends to hang around, Mol, you know. He's just...
Yes, he certainly does. Listen, this is a sentence that caught my attention. He's talking about you working with Jewel.
He's talking about a friend of mine, actually.
Yes, as I lay on Tina's bed, she and Jewel got out the guitar and did some songs. Now, we've heard that Molly Meldrum, you know, gets about.
Yeah, he doesn't mind getting about.
He's lying on your bed while you and another female singer are performing a few numbers. Is that a typical night round at your place?
It was the first. And I got to say, the title is a classic, In Bed with Tina and Jewel. Oh, my old lady will love that headline. She'll be treasuring that one, I tell you.
And, you know...
It's not a common occurrence, Tone.
Right.
But, you know, occasionally after a couple of lagers and when your team's lost and you're a bit upset, you know, anything can really happen, mate.
We've heard a rumour that Molly's a bit of a ladies' man and, you know, I know that's an ugly industry rumour that's going about.
It's just a rumour at this stage.
There he is.
It's definitely just a rumour.
Now, just let me read that sentence again. As I lay back on Tina's bed. That's fantastic.
Isn't that classic?
Now, what about, you were telling us recently about the tributes to you on the internet. Is that right? People are setting up Tina Arena,
websites.
More shrines. When they set up, it's called a shrine.
It is, a little bit like a shrine. I have this fan from South Africa.
Right.
And... the name's left me at this moment. Well, I'm not surprised after a glass of fabulous.
F.W. de Klerk, would it be him? He gets out and surfs the net of a Friday evening.
Oh, yeah. Can't get him off.
I don't know what his name is, but this guy's website, I would have to say, he knows more about me than I know about myself.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't know where he gets the information. He obviously pays somebody very well.
Right.
Or,
Is that handy
Wait
for
till
you?
He finds out about Molly. He's going to be very upset.
He's going to be peeved.
Is that handy, though, whenever you've forgotten a bit of key information about yourself, you can just turn on the computer
and, you know, where
did I leave my ARIA?
That's right.
Behind the couch. It's in there on page 5.
Oh, it's a doorstop. Oh, right. Okay, well, that's where I left it. Great. It's very interesting.
Tina, we mentioned the new album. How's it going? Are you getting a lot of record company execs calling up saying, it's got to be this, it's got to be that kind
of
thing?
Everybody loves to throw their 5 cents worth in. I mean, that's standard, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sure you guys get, I gave you a couple of good tips last week, didn't I, Tony?
Told
you, mate, I reckon you could do this or...
the next
one.
You know,
what do you think about trying that, mate?
Yeah, we're getting
What's
into
going on?
The...
Have you two been out hitting the town together or something?
I haven't told you yet, Mick.
There'll be a picture of you on Tina's bed shortly. What's going on?
I'll be in a Tina Molly sandwich.
So the two of you have been out of town.
That could be ugly.
You've been hobnobbing. What happened?
Don't want to tell you about this, but there's going to be a lot more chick ballads on the new album. Less with the comedy, more of Celine Dion gear. Okay. That's all Tina's idea.
Yes, it is all my concept. Now, the writing has actually been fantastic. Mm. I've been spending a little bit of time in America, which has been really interesting, and obviously I need to come back home on a regular basis.
Yes.
It's called therapy and my reality check. So I do that. I like it, but the album is at a very, very good stage at the moment. I'm happy to let you know.
And have you pressed play and record at the same time yet? Is anything on tape?
Well, there are very tragic demos on tape.
Okay.
And I make them very simple.
Yeah. Well, you can put them out as a... well, there you go.
There you are. They're as basic as that.
You get together with Tricky. Yeah. He'll knock something up to back that. Oh, you'll be sitting on gold.
I will, mate. I'll be bringing home the bacon.
And will you be bringing home the bacon tonight, Tina? Yeah.
I don't know, you know.
Now, if you win...
To be very honest with you, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It's the thing is the fact that we're all together and we're going to have a great night.
You must be sick of thanking people. You must be just turn up everywhere you go. And you can't turn up, you can't, you know, come out of the bathroom probably without thanking a list of people. Well, I mean, everywhere you go, you're thanking.
Well, the list of thank yous does get progressively.
Have you got it committed to memory now? Just get up and rattle them off?
Yeah, well, you do. You have to. You know, that's part of life.
Mm. Have you considered just getting up and doing something really ugly? Just abusing a lot of people like Bert did at the Logies a few years ago?
Well, it's a fabulous concept, Tony. However, I don't know how the mentality would really deal with it, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just looking for, I'm thinking image change.
Of course, but, mate, I'm always open to things. If you want to write something down that I could maybe get up and say tonight and pay tribute to yourselves, I'd be more than happy to do
so. We'd love a mention.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll get to work on a bit of a speech.
That's it. Leave it with us.
Oh, well, you never know.
We'll slip it to you just before you go up.
Mate, you never know. You guys could get Album of the Year next year.
Okay,
next.
Pinch me.
Oh, good. There's Liam Gallagher. Oh, isn't he a handsome one, isn't he?
Yes. Have you fallen for the Gallagher brothers, Tina, or are they too stroppy for your liking?
Oh, I don't know. He's a little bit too rebellious for my likings, you know.
What's he rebelling against?
I've got no idea, mate. I wish we all knew. If we had a bloody idea, well, maybe we might understand it.
He's a very deep man, Liam Gallagher. He's on about anything.
He's
on about anything.
Person, isn't he? Well put, Tone.
If he's on about anything, he's on about better room service at your posh hotels.
Yes.
That's what I can work out from his extensive interviews.
I wonder what he'd be getting for room service, though. It'd be very interesting, wouldn't it?
Kick in the pants, I think. All right, Tina.
That's on the house.
That's on the house, all right.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, yeah, Tina, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
And
you too.
Let's hear some Tina Arena now on Martin Malloy.
Radio Gladiator.
Oh, beautiful. There she is, Tina Arena, performing Chains live here in the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre. That's where Martin Malloy is coming to you from today, people. We've set up the little card table. The Arias are on tonight, so we're just basically preying on anybody who wanders past.
Yep.
Roping them into the program, but if you're sick of the Arias, don't worry, because Radio Gladiators is coming up, and we'll also have Sticky Beaks in the next hour, along with Jimmy Barnes and Danny Hines joining us as well, live on the program. But I believe we've got someone on the line now, Mickey. Who is it?
It's an old buddy of ours. It's, the head honcho down at Mushroom Records and indeed our mentor. It's Michael Gadinski. How are you, Michael?
Hey, lads.
How's it going?
It's going great. It could be even better tonight.
Okay, I'm sure you'll be setting yourself for a big one. Here you think you got a bag of fear tonight, Michael?
I think we could do all right. I mean, I'm really hoping for my two best mates to nail the comedy award. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Right. Is Barnsey nominated, is he? What's...
That's no, I was actually talking about you, Rab Rabble.
Okay. And if we do, if say we were to pull it off, Michael, is there, we've got a pens and papers here. Who should we be thanking?
Well, I'll leave that to you to work out. Just get your next bloody CD together, boys.
Yes. It's in the shop. It's up on blocks as we speak, Michael. No, not long to go now.
It's getting a bit of a retooling. Now, Michael, have you got any surprises in store tonight? Are you, are you engineering something behind the scenes even as we speak, a surprise appearance by somebody, anything like that?
Look, I think there'll be enough surprises without me having to engineer anything. I think there's some great talent nominated tonight, and hopefully a couple of different names will come through and win some awards tonight.
Uh-huh. And you're a betting man. We all know that, Michael. What's your net bet? What's the one the punter should be on?
Look, I think that I think it'll be sure to nick something tonight. I mean, after all the years of great music and great credibility, it's certainly long overdue. And I think The combination of him and Kylie is a bit irresistible, isn't it?
Yes, and did you have much to do with setting that deal up there, Michael?
It's certainly an idea that Nick had been talking about for a long, long time. And he was in a rough of the song, and a couple of us sat around the office and thought, Jesus, this really work. And we sent it over to Kylie, and she loved the idea.
Oh, who's that on the phone, Michael?
That could be Nick having a go at me now.
I see. Is it true that you've got an idea for his next album? You want him to do more sort of Cockney knees-up Chaz and Dave style work on the next album. Is that the new sound for Nick?
Well, listen, with Nick Cave, anything could happen. But, the day that he'd let me interfere with his music or that I'd want to interfere with his music would certainly be the day that I'd give up the business.
I see. And Michael, will you be picking any fights tonight? Are you one of these flamboyant record company executives who likes to go along to awards nights and just pick fights with people?
No, look, I'd rather party and have fun, but I'd certainly jump in the way if someone was going to take a swing at any of my artists, that's for sure.
All right, well, I'll be sticking very close to you tonight, Michael.
Yes, there's a few people we'll be avoiding this evening.
Let's hope it's a brown night tonight, boys.
It's going to be brown, 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 Michael.
For Australia. All right, thanks for talking to us, Michael. And you've got somebody
thanks
else.
Thanks for talking to everyone. You've got about three lines going.
Hang on, just keep listening because we'll pick up
some.
This is good. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Is that Emma?
I think it might be at your end, buddy.
Yes, it's another big-time record company deal being minted on the phones
I think it's Denny Hines complaining that I haven't picked her as a surefire bet tonight.
All right, well, you get back to business, and thanks for talking to us.
Send my regards to Big Jimmy and make sure we give Love a Lover a big spin later on.
We will, buddy.
We'll be doing that, and we'll also be back in a few moments, people, with something you can jump into with both feet. That's Radio Gladiators.
Martin Malloy, brought to you by Coca-Cola, the ultimate summer refreshment.
Martin Malloy coming to you live from the foyer of the 1996 ARIA Awards. And just quiet for a second, let's just see if you can feel the showbiz excitement.
Listen to it's that. Electric.
Oh, it's fantastic. The atmosphere.
Touch me. Pinch me. Make sure this isn't a dream.
No, we're really here. And let's have something of an entirely different nature, shall we? Peace.
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory, and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
I think it's fair to say that the ARIAs has the potential to be a top night, Mickey.
Oh, I think so.
But let's stop crapping on about them now, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Just for a moment as we ask the listeners to tell us about their top nights.
Oh, we like doing this on a Monday, don't we?
Yes. Over the weekend, what happened and did it constitute a top night? Did you have a top night over the weekend?
Top nights are pretty hard to have these days, Tone. Especially if your coach's name is Rodney E.
Oh, I see.
You remember the Sydney Swans, Sex Friday night? Well, didn't work out for them, did they? Didn't. And I was watching the actual pre-match entertainment at the AFL. You know that huge inflatable Wayne Carey doll which didn't go up?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why was that?
Three Swans players tried to have sex with it.
Oh,
They couldn't wait. They had to do something.
But obviously the not having sex the night before paid off for them.
Mm.
Well, no, it didn't. But, you know, I think the theory has been proved once and for all.
Yeah. Not doing that again. Next year, they'll be going like the clappers all night.
I'm trying
to get any sleep.
I'm trying to think of a polite way to put it. Thank you. Going like the clappers will suffice.
Now, I smoothed over the cracks for you, Tone.
Let me tell you about my top night. I went and saw The Nutty Professor.
Oh, how was that?
On Saturday, because I figured everyone's going to be footy mad.
Mm.
Good time to go to the movie. So a whole bunch of us went along to The Nutty Professor. It wasn't a great night for The Nutty Professor. Failed to fully inflate, sadly. But a pretty good performance on ground. I'm still saying, I've said it before on this program, he's not nutty. It should be the fat professor.
The fat professor.
It was the nutty professor when it was Jerry Lewis. That was fine. He had nutty teeth. He had a nutty voice. He had a nutty walk. This is just a fat bloke.
This is lard-ass professor.
There's nothing nutty about it.
This is wobble-bottom professor.
It's the fat professor. But calling it the nutty professor.
That's just in this country. I think it's released under different titles all around the world.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, a pretty funny thing happened in the foyer. I'm standing there and three kids, about probably 12 or 13, come walking up to me, and I'm going, is this some kind of religious group? I didn't know what it was. They were all wearing suits, grey suits and shirts and ties,
five sizes too big for them. Mm. They all look like David Byrne in that that video.
Yeah, yeah.
And they come up, and one of them sort of decided to be the spokesman. He's come up to me and go, "Mate, can you get us three tickets to a racer?" I'm going, "What do you mean?" "Well, you have to be over 15 to get in."
Okay.
And I'm thinking, that's, you know, you're dressed in your dad. You look like the Incredible Shrinking Man. That's not helping. That's making things worse. You're not going to get in stealing a few seats out of your dad's wardrobe.
So that was your night. Nutty Professor and hanging around with little blokes in big suits.
That's right. There's a fantastic night here. There's a top night. Can our listeners go better than that?
I had one, Tony. This is, you know, those mystery flights?
Oh, yeah.
You take, you don't know where you're going, and you take one. Yeah, I took one of those, except it was in a cab. It was a mystery drive. Yeah, I thought I knew where I was going, but the driver had other ideas. 2.5 hours circumnavigating an inner city suburb. And, Tone, it wasn't good. We to follow it up, what had happened was we were going to have dinner, and by the time we got there, we were so late. Our dinner plans had been spoiled. But you know what I did? You know what I did to boot it home as a top night?
What did you do?
To really, like, cement it in the memory, to make it one of those special ones that my particular partner will remember for all time.
What did you do?
Thinking on my feet, right off the top of my head, right? I go to the nearest hotel, your big plush luxury hotel.
Gotcha.
We get in the elevator. I say, pick a floor. 18, ding, the door opens. We walk round, just feasting off the trays sitting out the front of hotel rooms that have already been used. The odd sandwich, it's got a bite out of it. Some of it's, you know, it's never complete, but it was lovely.
Fantastic.
Top notch.
That is a top night right there. Stealing food and, for me, helping kids sneak into the movies. We want the listeners to go one better, and have we got a prize? Yes, indeed. If you have the toppest of top nights, people, thank you, Gracie, on the organ back at Martin Valois Central. You'll win the ultimate in indulgence with accommodation for you and a friend in a luxury five-star hotel in your hometown. If there's not a five-star hotel in your hometown... Not naming any names. We'll get you to the nearest one. It's dinner for two. It's massages. It's treatments. It's all the gear. It's thanks to our friends at Lipton's and their new range of herbal flavours.
Is that Gracie? Or is that David Helfgott warming up for tonight's performance? It's hard to tell, isn't it?
He's going to have a top night. Call us and tell us about yours here at Martin Molloy. And because we're in the foyer of the Arias, we have a new number for you today, people. This is the number to call. 1-800-151-100. Here's Martin Molloy. That was John Farnham with A Simple Life. And if we're sounding a little different today, it's because we're not in our normal premises. We're in the foyer of the Sydney Entertainment Exhibition Centre, rather, where the ARIA Awards will be taking place this evening.
Correct.
And we're hoping for a bit of ARIA's action.
Mm-hmm.
Not much so far.
No. It'll be happening, though. No, take your eye off them for a minute.
Not much in the way of photographer punching at this point. But nonetheless, we're going to attempt to do a Radio Gladiators from the card table here in the foyer.
Okay.
Who have we got on the line? We're talking top nights. We want to hear about them. Who's got a Mickey?
Well, Jason reckons he's got one for us. Ain't that right, Jason?
Yeah, how you going?
Not too bad, mate. What are you sitting on?
No, the other night, last night actually, after the grand final, me and a few friends went to Sizzlers, and a friend of mine had a few too many beers and decided to have the ice cream straight out of the dispenser.
Gee, well, that's the makings of a top night right there.
You're in front.
After that, we went on to City Rails up in Brisbane and had dollar drinks, and I ended up bumping into a pretty young lass, and she ended up being a Clio model.
Oh, really?
At least, so she said.
And what happened?
Oh, we ended up going, I drove her back, took a cab back to her uncle's place and stayed there. Didn't get up for anything, but I've got the number, so I'll be calling her tomorrow.
Yeah, well done. So you've met a Clio model and she's taking you back to her uncle's place.
Yeah.
You dog. You crazy guy.
Well, can we top that, Mickey?
I don't know if we can.
Let's see if Sharon or Sean, I think it's Sean, actually. You there, Sean?
Yep.
Sorry for nearly calling you Sharon. What did your top night involve?
Well, I crashed my old enemy from high school engagement party where they had a tub set up on the bar and ran up cocktails on it with a group of friends of mine.
Gee, well, when you say enemy, what do you mean by that exactly?
A Dalek.
Oh, she was a real snob at high school. And...
Right, I'm sorry, Sean, from the way your voice is sounding at the moment, Mick's hit it on the head, your enemy would be Doctor Who. So I'm sorry, Sean, that sounds great, but we're going to have to actually lose that call because there's flames coming out of the phone line at this end.
There's roadies running around doing the 1-2.
Well, it sounded like a top night.
Mm.
Let's move on to Michael. Michael, are you there? Michael!
Oh, dear.
Jeez. We've lost Michael.
Yeah, well.
But what happened to Michael? He was, according to this sheet of paper I've just been handed, went to one of the top... one of the tapings of the early Tony Barber episodes of Wheel of Fortune. Is that a top night?
That's a top night. It's obviously why he's scarpered. He's chickened out.
All right.
He had to think about it and thought, nah.
Let's move on to Carol. Are you there, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, good on you. What did your top night involve?
Well, we went out for celebrations after the Roo Boys won the grand final.
Oh, yes.
And my sister had a little bit too much to drink and got on the bar at the place we're at and done the Macarena.
Mm-hmm. Did the Macarena?
Yes.
Don't just, you know all the moves?
And all the guys liked it. They all stopped and stared. But when she hopped down thinking she looked beautiful, one of the wives came up and tipped a whole jug of beer over her head.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
It did look very pretty after it, I
think. And did it lead to a slapping cat
fight? A bit of a scuffle, it did. Oh, yeah.
Right. A jug of water over the head. Surely that would have only made her more popular with the lads.
Oh, no. Maybe with the lads, but not with her.
All right, well, that's a top night.
That sounds like everyone was having fun. Where was I? I should have been there.
Have we got Rebecca with us? You there, Rebecca?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have a top night?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I spent the night waiting at home for my boyfriend to take me to a barbecue.
Waiting at home for your boyfriend to take you to a barbecue? What happened to him?
Well, I got a call at 9:30 in the morning after having a good night's sleep, and his boss told me that the police had taken him back to the Navy ship because he was blind drunk and had fallen asleep at the front of McDonald's.
Oh, so obviously then you forgave him completely, and you're obviously relieved that he was fine, yes?
No, he's in a lot of trouble.
And where is he now? Is he in the brig, as it were?
No, he had to stay and do a duty at work.
And when do you get to see him next?
Tonight. When he gets home.
And will it be Big Smacks for him?
Oh, definitely.
Gee, will you give him a boot in the big flared pants?
Oh, yeah.
Gee.
So...
And is that typical behaviour for members of our armed services, blind drunk falling asleep outside McDonald's?
Definitely.
In your experience, yes.
Yeah, that's how you graduate. That's how you get that elusive third strike.
I'd like to see more of that kind of action in those Navy ads. You don't see much of that. There's lots of down in the control room pointing at computers and oscilloscopes.
Let's
not much falling asleep outside McDonald's.
There you are. Face down in your own.
Navy. All right, thanks, Rebecca. Finally, we've just got time for Rhett. Are you there, Rhett?
Yes, I'm here.
You've had a top night, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Rhett.
Give us the details.
Okay, well, my brother and I and my younger sister and a friend of hers, we went to the beach, and it's sort of a bushwalk through to the beach. My brother and I got there quite a bit earlier than them, so we thought we'd go in skinny dipping.
Oh, great Australian tradition. Okay, so
yeah,
far so
busters.
Good. Yep.
Just in case anything went wrong, we took our undies in within us. In our hands, and like as soon as we've seen them come out the bushes, we've done the handstand in the nude. And they've predictably, they've run straight for our clothes, they've grabbed our clothes, and they've started running on off back to the car, and the car keys are with the clothes.
Yeah.
So they've got in the car, and then we get back to the car, and they've locked the doors, and they start driving off without us in the combi.
Yeah.
So my brother and I, we're in our soaking wet undies. We jump on the back of the combi holding on. And then she drives through the main street back to our hotel apartment. We're just ducking behind the combi, still hanging on in our undies.
Let me just see if I've got all the elements on board here. Underpants, moving vehicle, handstands in the nude. Is that a top
one? They won.
All right, that's our winner today here at Radio Gladiators.
And
I haven't seen that nude handstand since Frankie J tried it on that Channel 7 special. But you've got yourself, well, it's a visit to a luxury five-star hotel in your hometown, sir. Rhett, I don't know if they go for that kind of behaviour, but, you can try it out and get back to us with the results. That's all thanks to
our very
good friends at Lipton's. Good on your team, and thanks for playing Radio Gladiators, everybody. We'll be back with more Arias or pre-Arias action in the next hour, and amongst our guests, Jimmy Barnes.
This is Martin Malloy, the program that makes Michael Hutchins say... Brought to you by Coca-Cola, the ultimate summer refreshment.
And in this hour of Martin Malloy coming to you live from the 1996 ARIA Awards...
We'll play Well Sticky Beaks. You can get involved in that. We'll be on the yak with Denny Hines. And next up, we'll let Barnsley off the leash, all thanks to Coca-Cola. It's the ultimate summer refreshment. That's Merrill Bainbridge right there with mouth here at Martin Malloy. It's the second hour, and do we sound different, Mickey?
No, I think so. It doesn't matter, though. It's a special occasion. You can sound different.
That's right. We're coming to you from the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre, where tonight the ARIA Awards will be in full flight. Somebody's wandered out to have a word from us.
Where's the bathrooms?
We haven't introduced you, sir. This bloke here, well, he used to be Australian, then he went all French for a while. Now he's Australian again. His new single's out now, and you can see him taking it for a drive this evening on the ARIA's Please Be Upstanding for Jimmy Barnes.
Ah, bonsoir.
Are you Australian again, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm sort of confused at the moment, I think, yeah. Sort of Scottish, Aussie, sort of French, you know, Scandinavian, Japo thing, yeah.
How Scottish can you go with that accent, Jimmy?
What do you want there, son? Can your mother saw?
Intelligible.
I have to talk like that after a couple of drinks in Glasgow. Otherwise, nobody can understand the bloody thing you're saying.
Now, what about what's going on inside at the ARIA's? Have you seen much action today?
Action? There's action aplenty in there. No, I got there about 1 o'clock for the rehearsals, and now...
What's the rehearsal? Just stood around
for hours, basically.
What are you rehearsing? You know the lyrics. You know the drill. You're out there.
What do they want me for? I know the bloody song, you know. But there's a lot of good things going on, I guess, you know. I caught a couple of young bands in there, like, you know, Powderfinger. I've seen them playing. That was great. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a bit of a highlight, I think.
Have you seen The Gurge?
The Gurge? No, I didn't see them, actually. I missed The Gurge.
So you're in there rehearsing the number. Can you tell me, have you got any tricks up your sleeve tonight? Because... yourself with the old chisels did turn on a performance once at the Countdown Awards where I believe you went to town on the set. There was stuff being hurled. Drum kits flying. Are you up to it? Is it going to happen again?
No, I'm going to redecorate. I'm going to repair the old Countdown set.
Just going to move furniture around.
Sort of, I think this would look nice over here. You know. I thought it's just sort of a twist on the thing. No, I know the guy who built the set, so I can't wreck it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Tell us about the worst thing you ever did on live television, Barnes. I remember you causing a bit of trouble over
there. Let me count the ways. There's so many bad things I've done on live television. I don't know. I think a couple of the Vizard shows were pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, the first time I went on Vizard, and he was, you know, he's like, he's a prick anyway. So, so I went on the show, you know. And,
I was waiting for you to argue, Tom. I was going to come in and say something, Jimmy,
but I'm checking my notes.
So you know, I went on and he started on me. So, like, I thought, right, I'm just going to have to snot him, you know. But, you know, so we left the building instead. Michael said, let's go, Jim, let's go out of here. So I left. Next time I go on, of course, he's not there. And, you know, and I think Stubbsy was doing the show. Mm-hmm. And so I go down to the show, and they said, oh, have, you know, Steve Vizard's dressing room. He's not here. So I left little messages for him all over. I got a texter, and everywhere you'd look, you know, you lift up the toilet seat, you're a prick. Open up his sock drawer, you know. God knows what else I wrote. But all over his room, he's been finding them for years, I think. Yeah.
Well, we've got a big fruit basket coming your way, Jimmy Barnes.
Bloody beauty, mate. Can I get the holiday of a choice in the town of your...
We'll see what we can arrange. Now, we were talking about you behind your back recently.
I've heard about it.
Yes, we were talking about your acting career. What are you up to, Jimmy Barnes?
Listen, mate, as an actor, I would make a lovely bricklayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm not really that good at it. What happened was I went and did a short course at NIDA. And mainly I did it because my wife was going to do a course in script writing, and I thought, oh, good, this is interesting. I'll go down and do something. So there was an introduction to acting, and I went down and I was like, you know, I didn't know what to expect. I went down there and I thought, all right, I'll have a go at this. Mm-hmm. And it was really bloody hard. It was much harder than I expected. And I got there, and the first 10 minutes of the thing, I thought, well, I'm out of here. You know, this is far too embarrassing for me. You know, how can I be cool when I'm wriggling like a snake on the ground? And that was on the way.
That's back in Steve Vizard's dressing room.
Exactly.
So what are they doing? They've got you playing theatre-style games. So you're passing the imaginary canary.
No, yeah, sort of biting the heads off. But after the first 10 minutes, I thought, right, I've got, you know, like, because I'm a stubborn bastard. I said, right, I'll stick it out and I'll have a go at this. And it it was actually very interesting. It was a really bloody hard thing to do. I got there thinking actors are all, you know, like up themselves and full, you know, big egos and all that. And it's actually probably to be a good one, it's the opposite. You've got to have no ego. And so, you know, that I didn't fit in at all.
I see. So you're turning up in the tights. Were you in the tights? Were you ready to go? Do you have a skull in one hand?
I brought my own skull. Yeah, I had my own skull, you know, at my own head. No, it was interesting, but I just don't know if it's me, really, you know. I'm comfortable with an audience when I can scream at them, you know, and threaten them and intimidate them, you know. But to actually go up there and try and be subtle is not really, not something I'm good at, you know.
So we won't be seeing you playing yourself in the Jibby Bars?
No, I don't think so, no.
Who's going to do that?
Oh, some really good-looking guy, I think. With lots of talent, I hope.
Brad Pitt is Jimmy Barnes.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Now, what about all this talk about the Chisels getting back together?
No, I haven't heard about it.
It's all nonsense, is it?
Well, I hear it every year. Yeah. I hear it every year.
Yeah. No one's called you?
No.
I would have thought you'd be early on, you know, in the list of calls to make.
I would like to think so, you know. But, you know, listen, I think if there's a record going, I'll get the nod. You know, I could get a Guernsey.
Yeah, a couple of other people. Yeah, they'd probably get to you eventually.
You know, come on in. Look, we've finished the record. Can you come and say hello on it? Yeah.
And what about this new record of yours? What do people need to know about that?
Nothing. It's a new single called Lover Lover, which you'll play in a while, I think. If Michael Gudinski he slipped you the money there.
It's been on the blower. The check's cleared.
Okay. And then I've got the album, Barnes Hits, which is the greatest hits compilation coming out October 14th or something like that. Yep, that's a good guess.
Sounds pretty good.
And how do you put together that? Do you go out for a drive in the car and listen to them all to choose the running order?
I actually did. I got there and I got to the studio and I, you know, remixed some stuff and compiled it. I thought, yeah, this is easy. Do this, you know, fantastic. They made me a copy of the thing. You know, I got in the car, stuck it in. I went, oh, can't start with that. can't have that second. You know. So I panicked and redone it again, and I haven't listened to it since.
Say remix, what do you mean by that? You're not putting dance beats under them.
No.
Someone's got a Macarena style feel to it.
It's not the M People version of K-San.
Could be. Sort of a Macarena K-San. I don't think so. No, I actually got there and I took a lot of stuff out of it, actually. There's a couple of songs like Ride the Night Away, which is a song which I thought was a great song. And then I recorded it with this great band, you know, Mick Fleetwood and bloody, you know, Bill Payne from Little Feet and, you know, Charlie Sexton on guitars. And I had to go leave from recording, go straight to touring in Australia. And so these Americans mixed it for me.
And you know what
happens when you leave the Americans?
Oh, you make it for someone else.
That's the old number 27. I got it, but they sent me the album. The album's out. I get the album. I go, oh, my God, what is that? You know, and it sounded like shite. You know? So basically, I had to... I went in the studio because I couldn't listen to the record again after that for many years. And so I went in the studio and I thought, well, I've got to try and make this sound good, expecting the worst. And I got in there. I seen the stuff I recorded. And then next to it is all the American overdubs. And I just went, pulled them out. It sounds fantastic again.
Remixed.
It's back on, yeah. It's exactly the same, only without the bullshit.
If you want to hear Bonesy's new album, Not Shite Anymore, it'll be out in the shop soon. And if you want to see him performing live on the Arias tonight, all the best, Jimmy.
No worries, mate. Thanks for listening. See you guys.
And we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Martin Malloy.
I feel good.
And there it is. That's the new single from Jimmy Barnes, Lover Lover. And
he's performing that one tonight.
He's in there now trying to get it right.
Just as he was leaving to go next door, I said, "Well, is the rehearsal? Is it Vogue?" He goes, "Mate, I can do it lying down." Yeah. And I said, "Jimmy, why don't you?"
Yeah.
And he's taken it on board. He's had a good think about it. Don't be surprised to see him flatten his back, centre stage tonight, belting out Lover Lover.
Well, I certainly hope so. And despite the special Arias feel of the show today, Pete...
It's time to invade the privacy of fellow Australians as we play Sticky Beaks. Here's how it works. We need two complete strangers to call us here at Martin Malloy. During the break, Mick and Tony will pry into their personal lives and extract the information they need to pit our two beaks against each other.
Not the girl you think you are.
If you're our winning Sticky Beak, you'll bag the entire Crowded House CD back catalogue. And you'll go into the draw for 1 week in your very own dream house, a castle in Germany, where you'll be presented with the 1 millionth copy of Crowded House's recurring dream and be packed off to the concert of your choice. All thanks to Arc Music TV, only on Optus Vision. You know, a mate of mine is producing tonight's ARIA Awards, and last night he let me have a sticky beak at the list of winners. Mm. Guess what? This is what they've selected as Record of the Year.
I yearn for Jesus, you're for the Lord.
And for the big finale, you'll see it performed live by Jimmy Barnes and Silverchair.
Okay.
Remember, you heard it here first.
Thanks very much, Pete Smith. I'll be looking forward to yodeling for Jesus tonight on the
Barnsley style.
Indeed. Now, we just must mention the castle in Germany again, Mickey. It's part of the prize package. You're going into the draw. I think it's going off this Friday. Somebody is going to Germany to receive the 1 millionth copy of the Crowded House Best Of Recurring Dream. They're going to be presented with that CD in a German castle. Now, I know for a fact that Fergie, the Duchess of York, likes to holiday in Germany from time to time. I don't know if she's going to be at this particular castle, but my advice to you is knock on every door before you walk in. Because you don't want to be confronted by Fergie with a couple of utensils in hand, providing the kind of demonstration they're talking about in the paper today. I think we'll have to go into this in more detail on tomorrow's program when we're back at the office.
Was that in the palace? Was that in Buckingham Palace?
I don't know.
That bit of nude work? That bit of explanatory gear for Princess Di?
It might have been.
Jeez. They take tours through that. They take tours through Buckingham Palace. Imagine that. You open the wrong door.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Go about your business.
Right.
Pardon me, your highness. Are you knighting her?
These ugly details are all contained in the Duchess of York Uncensored, which is the new biography of Fergie, written by Madame Vasso, the former psychic to the Duchess of York, who used to, of course, provide all her diagnoses under a blue plastic pyramid. So I'm guessing it's an unauthorised biography.
Oh, yes.
And, hey, let's see if we can throw a copy of that in the prize package today. I'll see if I can tee that up. Call us if you want to be beaked, and you know how it works. You're simply answering a few questions about your opponent on the segment.
Yep.
We're obviously going to be poking into your personal life during the ad break, so be aware of that. Call us now at the new number here at Sticky Beaks just for today, 1800 151 100.
Malloy, brought to you by Coca-Cola, the ultimate.
Yes, that music tells us it's time to play Sticky Beaks here at Martin Malloy, coming to you live today from the 1996 ARIA Awards. Still not much action, I'm afraid.
It's all going to be happening shortly, T. Martin.
I think we might have got here a bit early.
That's all right. We always do.
I saw Richard Clapton wandering about before, trying to buy a scalp ticket, but not much in the way of, you know, firepower at this stage. We're going to play Sticky Beaks nonetheless, and on the line from different parts of the country, we have a couple of beaks. Who are they, Mickey?
We've got Duncan on the line. How are you, Duncan?
Very good, thanks, mate.
That's the way. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Hazelwood North, down near Morwell in Country Victoria.
Country Victoria. That sounds good. And what do you do for a crust, Duncan?
I sell new houses.
Oh, you do? Ever sold a castle?
No, I haven't, but I'll give it a shot for you.
All right. Well, you might be inspecting one very shortly if all goes well for you.
Yes, it's got lots of character.
Room with a view.
That's okay. It.
All right. Thanks, Duncan. Now, on the other line, let's meet your opponent. It's Gail. Are you there, Gail?
Yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling us from, Gail?
I'm calling from my mobile phone, and I'm on the way home from work.
Are you really? And it sounds like you're doing a bit of mic work yourself down there. That's what I've been hearing inside at the ARIAs all day. Feedback. All right, are you ready to play Sticky Beaks, Gail?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, well, here's a question for you. Let's kick things off. Gail, you know, this is a question for Duncan. I've already got it wrong. Already the Sticky Beaks have started to fall over. Here you go, Duncan, a question for you. Gail thinks the ARIA Award for Best Female Artist should go to A, Tina Arena, B, Christine Arnoux, C, Peter Andre.
Tina Arena, right?
Yes! Going for Tina Arena.
Well done, Duncan. Streaking to an early lead. Here's your chance to tie it up, Gail. Duncan thinks the best video of the year was A, The Cruel Sea, Too Fast for Me, B, Swoop, Apple Eyes, C, Found Under the Bed of Michael Hutchins and Paula Yates. Hey, yes, indeed, you are right.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can split it up a bit. Here's a question for you, Duncan. When Gail has to take a flight in a passenger aircraft, she A, always watches the safety demonstration closely, B, never watches the safety demonstration because she's seen it before, C, heckles the attendant for doing old material.
A.
Oh, no. I'm afraid Gail's one of these people who doesn't watch the... Is that right, Gail?
That's right. I'm afraid so.
Gee, so you're already familiar with all the procedures. You know where that little whistle is to be found if the plane starts going down?
Hear it.
That little whistle. I always
That's
laugh.
What she heckles. That's one of the things she says. Who's going to hear it? Who's going to hear it?
When I see that little whistle, I'm just going, well, where's my paper crown and riddles to go with it?
All right, Gail, time to answer another one. The last time Duncan was violently ill was A, due to sunstroke, B, after a bodgy dinner, C, when he heard the story about Fergie dying the sex aid.
I'd say B.
B, indeed it was. You got a bodgy dinner there, Duncan. What was it?
I'm allergic to eggs, and I ate eggs one night.
Well, what were you doing eating eggs if you're allergic to eggs?
Oh, they were mixed in with something that I didn't know.
Oh, someone's trying to poison your food.
Oh, they were mixed in with some eggnog. That would have been it. All right, well, here's a question for you, and it's about Gail as always. The last wedding Gail attended was A, her own, B, a girlfriend's, C, cancelled when the couple answered three of host Lisa Treloar's questions incorrectly and didn't make it through to the final.
B.
Yes, a girlfriend's. And, Duncan, do you watch I Do on Channel 10, just out of interest?
No, not really.
Yeah, and if you were getting married, are you married yourself, do you mind me asking, Duncan?
I am.
You are, and if you were doing it again, would you go on telly and do it?
No way.
Yes, it's very tasteful, though, I should say that, the program. My favourite line on that show I Do so far is when the host said, "It's still anyone's wedding." That's my favourite line so far of the series.
It's class all the way. All right, Gail, you can put this away right here and now.
I'll go for it.
Duncan's favourite aftershave is A, Youp, B, Blue Stratus, C, Plugger by Lontharic.
I'll go for B again.
Oh, no, I'm afraid not. It is, in fact, the hard-to-pronounce, woefully misspelt Youp.
Yes, he's a Youp man.
He's a Youp man from way back.
Does that mean we're tied? Yes, we're going to have to go to the tiebreaker, Beaks. Do you know how this works? I read out three options. It's a question about Mick Molloy, and whoever comes in first gets it correct is the winner. Are you ready, Beaks?
Yes.
Here we go. One of Mick's previous girlfriends dropped him because of a disagreement over A, sex, B, socks, C, jocks.
C.
A.
No.
B.
A dispute over socks, and that means Duncan is our winner today. But it's not all bad news for you, Gail. You've got a Martin Molloy fashion accessory. And she went for jocks. That was interesting.
I wish it had been, Joe. I turned up at school in a pair of red socks and I was told quite promptly, rudely, callously, with no regard for my feelings, you were dropped.
Why is that?
Because I had red socks on.
Gee, I tell you what, New Zealand yachtsman is getting a date with that woman. All right.
And I'm still wearing them, Tone. I'm a bitter man.
Okay, well, Duncan, guess what? You've got the full Crowded House CD back catalogue. And you've gone into the drawer for that ideal fixer-upper opportunity. That castle in Germany could be yours for a week. Be listening this Friday.
Terrific.
Okay, thanks for playing Sticky Beaks, the both of you. We'll be back with another round tomorrow here at Martin Molloy.
Thank you, sir, but please don't shove your big nose in my business. Your big nose in my business. That nosy Joe, the nosiest guy I know. Dig that nose.
Gee, with just a little bit here at Martin Molloy, we're coming to you live from the foyer of the Sydney Exhibition Centre, the scene for tonight's Aria Spectacular.
And the temperature's just going up about 10 degrees, T. Martin. I can feel the Aria magic in the air.
Yes, let's introduce our next guest. She's up for three gongs at tonight's Arias, and she'll be stepping up on stage for a quick yodel herself.
Hello, yodel.
It's Deddy Hines.
G'day. Running for president next year.
Now, Danny, just to kick off, tell me you're not intending to wear that particular dress.
Well, for you, yes.
Because that is exactly what I was going to wear.
I'm
and
sorry.
Now how stupid are we going to look for turning up in the same thing?
You have titties, but my titties are better.
That's true. Might have got that National Geographic look to them, which, you know,
that'd be
let's
scary.
Face
Can
it.
Put them away.
Isn't the ideal Aria's look, is it?
Well, I don't know.
If you'd like to vote for who's got the best tits, Denny or Mick, call 1-800...
All right. Now, Denny, it's a refreshing change. You're the first Aria's guest we've had today who hasn't got a big lager in the hand.
I have butterflies in my stomach, and I'm eyeing up some Gatorade I see around the corner.
Yes, non-alcoholic Gatorade. You see, I've always wondered, when you see these awards show on the telly, all the participants seem to be off their faces.
Yes.
And can't say the word participants. That's one of the one of the symptoms. But I've worked it out today. Obviously, they get him in rehearsing at 11 in the morning, and they just, the drinking goes on all day.
Well, yes, I didn't drink much. So I had a passion fruit soda water today. I lived it big. Yeah.
Have you seen much activity, much action inside?
Oh, Lord, Harry's walking around, Chris is there, Nina Cherry walked by, you know, Inks were there, and it's going off. It's going right off.
And the other artists nominated in your category, are you talking or are you just looking at each other, not saying
that?
Much,
who's
eyeing
that?
Each other out?
I don't know, we're vibing each other. I've actually put a bomb under all their houses, so if I don't win.
Right. Oh, I see. Now, what category? What are the prestigious categories? Given you the nod for.
Debut album, debut single, and most popular female.
Yes. And when they say most popular female...
That means whoever's done the most blokes, most popular female.
Is that how it works? Is that how the industry works?
Sales on bloke sales.
Well, what have you been up to lately, Denny?
Man, I just got back from London 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations, that's going off over there. Well, how many have you sold over there?
I've sold none in London because I haven't released there yet.
Oh, okay.
I've sold 300,000 in Japan.
Wow.
So I've gone platinum, which is a bit nice. I want double platinum, which is 400,000. I go to Singapore on Wednesday night and do a little jiggy jig with Peter Andre Andre Yeehaw Yeehaw. And then on Saturday morning, I'm off to London from Singapore.
It's just go, 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 Gadget.
When you do a gig with Peter Andre, is there a fight for the mirror? Is there that kind of thing going on?
No, there's a fight for the ab machine.
Is there?
Yeah, we fight over the ab machine and who gets the body oil.
Right. You got one of those tummy trimmers, the Trevor Hendy tummy trimmers.
I'm sponsored by tummy trimmers.
Okay.
I wish.
You
that's
invented
a hint,
it.
Hint.
Have you got a celebrity item? Because we've noticed that's the big go these days. You've got the Jane Fleming tummy toner. You've got the Trevor Hendy tummy trimmer.
Mm.
You've got the Senator Mal Colston tummy roller. Is the Denny Hines tummy trimmer on the way?
No, Denny Hines lip colours, I reckon.
Mm. Oh, really?
Only for black girls.
All right.
How will I sell in Australia?
That's what the billboard says. Only for black chicks.
Only for hands off white girls. Only for blacks.
Gee, well, that's not going to get the thumbs up from Pauline Hanson, I'm afraid.
Oh, well. Sorry, Pauline.
That's the way it goes. Now, you're doing a big number tonight. Are you nervy about that?
You had to mention it, didn't you? Yes, a bit scared, a bit nervous. I'm Not In Love is the track I'm doing, which is the next thing she says as she kind of just starts to feel sick in the stomach. But I'm singing that.
And any surprises? You're bursting out of cakes? Are you being dropped from the ceiling?
And in a crutchless G-string just for you.
Mm. Right here, Tone, I'm going to go get those tickets after all.
Yeah, so, well, it's a fight between you and Barnsley to get to that idea first,
I
suspect.
Jimmy's going naked as well. We kind of worked it out together because we're next door in dressing rooms, you see, so we sort of talked today and decided.
Jeez.
Wow. And he told us he wasn't going to cause any trouble tonight. I spoke to him and I said, you've been known for the worst shenanigans in the world and these celebrity do's. And he goes, nah, playing a straight bat tonight.
Sure, Jim,
but,
sure.
But you're saying he's coming out stark.
Not what he told me in rehearsal.
Mm.
But now, I'm not one to start rumours.
What goes on at these awards shows? You see, we've never been to the proper rock and roll awards show before.
Right.
Denny, what kind of outrageous behaviour can we expect backstage and indeed after the event's over?
Backstage, a lot of confusion. Out the front, everyone looking fabulous, feeling fabulous. Parties, last year there was a fight, wasn't it?
Yes, we're looking for a bit of fight action.
I might start
action.
One this year.
You will go for your life. Have you picked someone out at this point?
All the females in my category.
Okay, it's a cat fight. That's how these categories should be decided, I reckon.
Yeah.
Five contestants enter. One contestant leaves.
Yes, get them all in those gladiators' Atlas fairs and let them roll around till one person's left breathing. Well, all the best of luck to you, Denny.
Yeah.
Thank you
better,
very much.
Better go and practice your song.
La, 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 la.
And practice your fight.
I can fight.
Hey, Denny, home early to bed, please.
Home early to bed, yeah, sure.
Now, speaking of Denny, if you don't mind, we're just going to set up something now. Were you involved in any football entertainment?
I hate football.
Oh, I
did do... Oh, God, my manager, Peter Ricks, I love you. He made me sing at the grand final breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
I had to get up at 4 o'clock. But it was all worth it because I bumped into the Dalai Lama.
Is he a big footy fan, is he?
He was running, he was playing.
That's where you got that dress. I knew I recognised it somewhere.
I'm a footist.
Well, we're keen to find out about the, we were talking about pre-match entertainment, I know.
Melbourne side.
That's right, the Melbourne pre-match entertainment
last
week.
We want to talk some rugby. We want to talk some rugby pre-match entertainment. Apparently they had some fantastic historical retrospective going on.
Yes, a tribute to 40 years of television. We want listeners to call us up and tell us exactly what happened at the ARL Grand Final before the match. Call us on 1800 151 100. And thanks for talking to us today, Denny Hines.
Thank you. Bye.
Better music.
Better. And there she is, Denny Hines. I like the way, pretty much winding up today's Martin Molloy from the foyer of the 96 ARIA Awards.
It's been exhausting, hasn't it?
It has. And normal programming will resume tomorrow. Now, just before we go, I know we haven't had much time to talk about anything other than the awards today, but certainly over the weekend there was footy action galore.
Footy, footy, footy.
I think we've given the AFL Grand Final enough attention. What about the pre-match entertainment at the ARL Grand Final yesterday, Mickey?
We've heard a few whispers. I didn't actually, so I tuned in a little bit late. Yeah. Clipped the start, didn't see the pre-match.
All right, well, let's talk to James. Are you there, James?
Yeah, I'm here.
You were actually at the game, James?
Yeah, I was at the game, sitting down the opposite end of the scoreboard.
Right, now, we don't want to hear about the footy. That's been talked about enough. Describe that salute to 40 years of television. What was it all about?
It was about a 30-minute advertisement for Channel 9.
Was it really? There's a surprise. And how did it go? What did it start with?
Oh, it was like a big television set. They had a big television set, and I think Hendo came out and said a few words, and then
they actually came out of the television?
We could see the big screen, and Hendo came out of it. He was a bit like in the middle of the thing on a television.